saw it.
Yeah?
Cynthia Godley, I'd like to call the Fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. It is 10:12 a.m. on April 6, 2017. We are on day 10 of the Honka session. Assistant Chief Redcorn, would you remember my address?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Heavenly Father, thank you again for allowing us to come here and serve our people. Give us the skills we need to communicate well with each other and to cooperate and to help our people understand that we're here for their best interest. We want you to put your blessing on all of those that are ill, families that have problems, and they need your help. We ask you to take care of our service people overseas. We ask you to bring us understanding and help us in the ways that you see we need help. In Jesus' name we ask it.
Amen. Amen.
Roll call, please. Congresswoman Buckhead. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Baker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris. Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernov.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whiteman.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for April 4th. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Well, I've already reviewed the journal for April 5th, so I'll make a motion to approve that April 5th.
Yes, April 5th. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
Need an extension?
Okay.
My understanding, we're going to have a meeting.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
Is she abstaining from the session journal of April 4th?
She said 5th.
She was printing 5th.
5th. Okay, so we're doing 5th first and then
4th.
Well,
yeah. Sorry. I asked to review the journal for April 4th, and Congresswoman Buffalo Head moved to approve the journal for April 5th. So if she's reviewed the journal, it was just a little backwards.
Okay, got it.
So that was her motion for that, and please, we need to approve the journal for April 4th. Buffalo Head?
Motion to approve the journal for April 4th.
Motion's made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made. Second. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The journal for April 4th is approved. Reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report?
Rules and Ethics Committee met this morning. Thank you to those members that attended. One of the rules that was considered is rule number 8.1. Okay. considered Rule 8.1, it was on the agenda. The final committee action is due pass with yes votes from Edwards, Buffalo Head, and Mason. The amendments are shown in the report, and I will move to approve that tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any other select committees to report? Seeing none, reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
The GovOps Committee met regarding Bill Number ONCA 1751, an act authorized an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Barnstable to purchase 5 fire hydrants and to appropriate $10,500 for that purpose. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. The final committee action was no recommendation with yes votes from Buffalo Head, Whitehorn, Norris, Supernaw, Tillman, 1 absent, Walker.
What bill number was that? 1751?
1751.
Do you have another report for 1728?
No. Yes.
The Government Ops Committee met regarding Bill Number ONCA 1728, an act to require that resolutions of the Osage Nation Congress signed by the Principal Chief or enacted by legislative override be binding on the Osage Nation when so designated and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. The final committee action was due pass with amendments with yes votes from Whitehorn, Norris, Supernaw, Tillman, 1 no, Buffalo Head, 1 absent, Walker.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Edwards.
The newly formed Education Development Committee met on ONCA 16104, that's a typo in the report, an act to authorize and appropriate $30,000 to the executive branch for the summer scholarship awards and to establish an alternative date, an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Archie Mason. I'm actually a co-sponsor. And the dates of the meeting were September 26, 2016, March 30th, 2017, and April 4th, 2017. So the committee met 3 times on this bill. Final committee action is due pass with amendments. With yes votes, let me check on that.
On the vote?
Yes. Okay. Committee also met on ONCA 1726, an act to establish an intergovernmental education fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Joe Tillman. The co-sponsors are Jay Walker. The dates of the meeting were March 30th, 2017 and April 4th, 2017. Final committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with amendments with yes votes from Edwards, Maker, Mason, Norris, and Walker. 1 no vote, Hamilton. Is that right?
Yes.
Also, an act to amend ONCA 1679 to establish eligibility deadlines and mandate an application process to access academic camp funding through a summertime achievement reward scholarship for Osage student high academic achievers. Sponsors Archie Mason. Day of the meeting was April 4th, 2017. Final committee action is due pass with yes votes from Edwards, Maker, Norris, Hamilton, Mason, and Walker. So let me back up to ONCA 16104, an act to authorize and appropriate $30,000 to the executive branch for the summer scholarship awards and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Archie Mason. The date of the meeting is September 26, 2016, March 17, 2017, April 4, 2017. Final committee action is due pass with amendments with yes votes from Maker, Norris, Hamilton, Mason, and Walker, one no vote, Edwards. I think that's right. I'm sorry, I got the two bills confused. Okay.
Thank you. Congressman Supernol?
Trauma committee met yesterday to consider ONCA 1735, an act to vest natural resources regulatory authority in the environmental and natural resources department of the Hill City Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. The final committee action was a due pass with amendments. It's accompanied by a statement of committee intent that reads that this act should not be construed as delegating any management authority that would supersede that of the Bluestem Ranch Board LLC. The vote result was due pass with amendments, a yes votes, six yes votes from Supernol, Whitehorn, Tillman, Maker, Pratt, Shaw. Also, we had full cooperation and involvement of the executive branch through the assistant chief, and that's it, I guess. I understand there's going to be any.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place bill number ONCA 1735 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Motion's made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. It's now on today's agenda, general order day two. Any other standing committees? Okay, introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced this morning? Congressman Walker.
I've got a committee report to.
Okay.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn, for reminding me of my committee report. Health and Social Services Committee met on April 4th, considered bill number ONCA 1724. It's an act to authorize and appropriate $516,124 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for purchase of medical equipment to be utilized at the Wajaji Health Clinic and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Shaw. I'm the co-sponsor. Committee action is due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Shaw, Maker, Mason, Norris, absent, Pratt.
Thank you. Okay, if there are no bills or resolutions to be introduced, we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Shaw.
Speaker, members of Congress, Chief Redcorn. I'm reading an ONCA 1753, an act to authorize and appropriate $238,000 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for the listed capital asset improvement projects and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
ONCA 1754 is an act to amend ONCA 16115 to provide a supplemental appropriation for base pay and special adjustments in the amount of $12,010 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Point of order.
I agree. that's not the, we need to correct.
Right.
Just before session was started, you updated the title on that?
Right.
Okay, because we are showing $14,638 on the agenda. Okay. Thank you.
ONCA 1755 is an act to amend ONCA 16116 to provide an appropriation modification for performance recognition bonuses and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1756, this is a change, is an act to amend ONCA 1688 to reduce the appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $33,784 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 1753 is assigned to appropriations. ONCA 1754, ONCA 1755, and ONCA 1756 are also assigned appropriations. Congressman Mason.
On item B, ONCA 1754, what is the correct dollar amount that should be there? What?
$12,010.
Congresswoman Whitmore.
I believe I heard a different amount on D, item D's, ONCA 1756.
Yes. $33,784.
Repeat, please.
$33,784.
She submitted an updated version just before session, so I just didn't make it onto the agenda.
Okay.
We're now on general order day one, second reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, I'd like to read in ONCA 1734, an act to amend 15 ONC section 8-104 of the Open Records Act to make interest or ownership of restricted or trust property a protected record and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Scholl.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Second reading, ONCA 1736, an act to amend sections 2, 3, and 4 of ONCA 1658 to remove the requirement of approval of a capital budget by resolution of Congress and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Whitehorn.
I'm reading resolution ONCR 1712, a resolution to express the Osage Nation has no confidence in the Osage Agency Superintendent Robin Phillips and to request that she be removed from position of superintendent and replaced with a capable candidate selected after consultation with the Minerals Council and the Principal Chief.
Thank you. We are now on general order day two. ONCA 1735. No, we're on, this is, that's the general order day three, so you have to remember we moved something to general order day two, so we're now on general order day two. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move for a 10-minute recess to review and see if there's amendments to that.
Second.
Okay. Okay, all those in favor say yes.
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 Opposed say no. We're in recess to the call of the chair.